Funding for the live broadcast of the Cathedral Sunday Mass is provided in part by Christus Spahn Health System, the largest not-for-profit healthcare system in South Texas. With 6 hospital campuses, Christus Spahn Health System provides over $55 million in charity care and $10 million in unbilled community services every year to the 13 counties it serves. Our thanks to Christus Spahn Health System and the Sisters of Charity of the Incarnate Word for their support of the Cathedral Mass broadcasts. Additional funding is provided by the John G. and Marie Stella Kennedy Memorial Foundation, whose philanthropy serves the Catholic Church across the state.
Welcome to Corpus Christi Cathedral's Sunday Mass, where the gospel of Christ is shared among us, and through the Holy Spirit, our souls will flourish in our daily lives. Join us as we celebrate the Holy Eucharist, live from Corpus Christi Cathedral.
One with his rising, freed and forgiven, thankful he now God's praises we see. Baptized in
morning. Welcome all of you to this Mass, very specially if you are visiting us. And I know we have some people from San Antonio, Arlington, and our neighbor town of Portland. There's also some people here. Welcome all of you to this Mass. We began the celebration always calling on the name of God. That is the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The grace, the peace, and the love of Jesus be with all of you. My brothers and sisters, let us pause for just a few moments in silence. At times it helps just to close our eyes and take our thoughts to God. Before we listen to the Word of God, before we approach the table to be one with God physically in communion, we ask God to forgive us. For so often we hurt our God when we hurt others. with sincere hearts, sincere words, we ask for forgiveness. I confess to Almighty God and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts and in my words, in what I have done and in what I have failed to do. Through my most grievous fault, therefore I ask, Blessed Mary, ever Virgin, all the angels and saints, and you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Kyrie Christe.
Let us pray. O God, who raised up St. John the Baptist to make ready a nation fit for Christ the Lord, give your people, we pray, the grace of spiritual joys and direct the hearts of all the faithful into the way of salvation and peace. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. Amen.
A reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. Hear me, O coastlands. Listen, O distant peoples. The Lord called me from birth. From my mother's womb, he gave me my name. He made of me a sharp-edged sword and concealed me in the shadow of his arm. He made me a polished arrow. In his quiver, he hid me. You are my servant, he said to me, Israel, through whom I show my glory. Though I thought I had toiled in vain and for nothing uselessly spent my strength, yet my reward is with the Lord. My recompense is with my God. For now the Lord has spoken, who formed me as his servant from the womb, that Jacob may be brought back to him, and Israel gathered to him. And I am made glorious in the sight of the Lord, and my God is now my strength. It is too little, he says, for you to be my servant, to raise up the tribes of Jacob and restore the survivors of Israel. I will make you a light to the nations, that my salvation may be reached to the ends of the earth. The word of the Lord.
I praise you, for I am wonderfully made. I praise you, for I am wonderfully made. You have probed me and you know me. You know when I sit and when I stand. You understand my thoughts from afar. My journeys and my rest you scrutinize. With all my ways you are familiar. I praise you. Formed my inmost being. You knit me in my mother's womb. I give you thanks that I am fearfully, wonderfully made. Wonderful are your works. I praise you, for I am wonderful. My soul also you knew full well, nor was my frame unknown to you. When I was made in secret, when I was fashioned in the depths of the earth, I praise you, for I am wonderfully made.
A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. In those days, Paul said, God raised up David as their king. Of him he testified, I have found David, son of Jesse, a man after my own heart. He will carry out my every wish. From this man's descendants, God, according to his promise, has brought Israel a Savior, Jesus. John heralded his coming by proclaiming a baptism of repentance to all the people of Israel. And as John was completing his course, he would say, What do you suppose that I am? I am not he. Behold, one is coming after me. I am not worthy to unfasten the sandals of his feet. My brothers, children of the family of Abraham, and those among you who are God-fearing, to us this word of salvation has been sent. The word of the Lord.
Reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. When the time arrived for Elizabeth to have her child, she gave birth to a son. Her neighbors and relatives heard that the Lord had shown his great mercy toward her, and they rejoiced with her. When they came on the eighth day to circumcise the child, they were going to call him Zechariah after his father. But his mother said in reply, No, he will be called John. But they answered her, There is no one among your relatives who has this name. So they made signs, asking his father what he wished him to be called. He asked for a tablet and wrote, John is his name. And all were amazed. Immediately his mouth was opened, his tongue freed, and he spoke, blessing God. Then fear came upon all their neighbors, and all these matters were discussed throughout the hill country of Judea. All who heard these things took them to heart, saying, What then will this child be? For surely the hand of the Lord was with him. The child grew and became strong in spirit, and he was in the desert until the day of the manifestation to Israel. The Gospel of the Lord. Please be seated. At this time, I have a statement on immigration from the Most Reverend Michael Mulvey, Bishop of Corpus Christi, which is to be read at all Masses today. To the Catholic faithful of the Diocese of Corpus Christi, as Bishop of the Diocese of Corpus Christi, and a citizen of this great country, I express my consternation and bewilderment over the separation of children from their parents at the U.S. and Mexico border. Regardless of whether a person is legal or illegal, an immigrant or a person seeking asylum, it is inhumane to detain and more so to separate children from their loved ones. We have seen the pictures and heard the audios of children crying, "Mama, Papa." The dignity of human life and the rights of innocent children and their parents are on trial here. We are a country based on laws, but more so, we are characterized as a country that has a heart, especially for those who are suffering and live in fear, as expressed on the Statue of Liberty. Give me your tired, your poor, your huddled masses yearning to breathe free, the wretched refuse of your teeming shore. Send these, the homeless, tempests tossed to me. I lift my lamp beside the golden door. In all situations, the dignity of human life must be secured. Let us not harden our hearts, brothers and sisters. It is not the time for us to choose sides and become more divided than we already are. As followers of Jesus, himself an immigrant, we are urged not to get caught in this political polarization, but to rise above it. Are we not to respond to the least as we would to Jesus himself? I ask you to pray with me for everyone involved, for those who agree with us and those who do not. I also ask you to express our representatives in Washington to seek a resolution as soon as possible. May the Holy Spirit remind us and guide us to fulfill all that Jesus commanded us and to give us the courage to live as his disciples in this most difficult situation. Sincerely yours in Christ, Most Reverend William Michael Mulvey, Bishop of Corpus Christi. P.S. After this letter was prepared, President Trump signed an executive order ending the separation of children from the families. This is welcomed news for these families. We should continue to remain vigilant in order to avoid similar indignities to people who are fleeing intolerable situations in their countries.
We sang together in the responsorial song, "I praise you, for I am wonderfully made." When you have a chance, You should take that verse and read it as you see yourself in the mirror. Because a lot of times, we don't think very much of ourselves. But God does. God loves you. God loves the children that are here. All the children. In today's gospel, can you imagine the joy that the birth of John the Baptist brought to Elizabeth and Zechariah? Remember, for years and years, they couldn't have a child. And then Elizabeth is with child. And when Mary came to visit her, just the sound, the greeting of Mary, her baby moved. What joy that movement must have been for Elizabeth. Zechariah doubted a little bit. It cannot be possible, we're too old. When he doubted, he became mute. He could not speak. But then came the day. Oh, the day when he was born. Can you imagine the joy? The joy that the birth of John brought to the neighbors. The family of Elizabeth. They all came. They came to see. There's a beautiful song, a hymnal in Spanish. What joy when a child is born. And it is true. When we see a baby, you just have to smile to see that baby. When I hear a baby cry in Mass, that's music to my ears. Ah, the baby's asking for something. That's the way they communicate. They cry. I was told I was a big crybaby when I was born. Me. That's what my brothers told me. I cried a lot. And I think I have to be truthful. I can remember. Yes, I was a crybaby. But God made me. It was Him. And I am special in the eyes of God. We all are. And John the Baptist was very special. For he had a great vocation. We all have a great vocation. All of us. John the Baptist went to the desert to prepare. To prepare for years. For he was going to single him out. That's him. They had been waiting. But he would be the one who would signal him out. That's the Messiah. That's the Jesus we've been waiting for. I'm not even fit to touch his sandals. All of us are like John the Baptist. We have to be instruments of God and to signal out God in our lives. Yes, we have to find our deserts in the city of Corpus Christi or in the city of Portland or wherever you're from, the city of San Antonio. You have to find your desert and prepare. Prepare. For God wants to use you just like he used John the Baptist. He wants to use you and especially parents. Parents of children. Innocent children, special. In the eyes of God. For they're so sincere. There's nothing false in a child. They say yes and they say no. Find the desert. Find the time where God speaks to you. Yes. For me, oh, the Mass is so beautiful. But I love to prepare.
hours before the Mass just to be with me and my God, who's going to use me. Yes, I celebrate the Mass. I usually listen to soft music. I think of the gospel. I think of the scene. Elizabeth, so happy, probably with tears of happiness. What name shall we call him? She said, John. It has to be John. There can be no other name but John. But the people could not understand that. You cannot give him John. There's no, you have no kinship with the name. Zechariah, no. Let's ask the father, Zechariah. He could not speak, remember. But he wrote, it will be John. John is his name. And then came his mission. He had work to do. He had to prepare years for his vocation. The beautiful vocation that he had to say, that's him. That's the Messiah. That's Jesus. How do you prepare? Remember, we're all his instruments. We have to bring Jesus. We have to bring Jesus to others. How do you do that? He spent hours, days, years. You have to find the moment. You have to find those minutes. That 30 minutes, 10 minutes. To be enlightened. He gives us the words. You know, sometimes I worry about what am I going to say? The Spirit tells me, I'll take over. Just allow. Find those moments. Parents, teachers, grandparents, godfathers and mothers, find those times. Find the desert. Go to the desert. And God will let you. Just like he did Elijah. It was a whisper. It was just a soft wind, and there was God. Same thing happens to us today. And remember, you and I are wonderfully made by God.
Let us stand to profess our faith in God. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, consubstantial with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us men and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, and by the Holy Spirit was incarnate of the Virgin Mary and became man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried, and rose again on the third day in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is adored and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. I believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. I confess one baptism for the forgiveness of sins, and I look forward to the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. In baptism, we became members of the body of Christ. As the body of Christ, we call to mind our needs and the needs of the world, asking that God hear our prayers.
For our missionary church, as the good news is shared with all peoples throughout the world, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayers.
For those suffering from terminal illness, may they know God's loving care. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayers.
For those who are considering a call to the priesthood or religious life, may they be guided by the Holy Spirit in their discernment. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayers.
For seniors in our community, that like Elizabeth and Zechariah, that they may be a sign to others of the trust they have in the Lord and the love they have for their children. Let us pray to the Lord.
Hear our prayers.
That the Lord give members of our military courage and strength against all enemies, both spiritual and physical, and hasten their safe journey back to their homes and families. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayers.
For the intentions of this Mass, for the intentions of Corpus Christi clergy and stewards, and for the eternal repose of the souls of Emilia C. Trujillo, Joe Cueva, Antonio Perez Jr., Lupe Vega, Felicitas Garcia, and Yolanda Perez, and for all the prayers that we hold in the silence of our hearts. Let us pray to the Lord.
Good and gracious God, you called John the Baptist before he was born to prepare the way of your Son. Look with favor on us, your people, as we carry on the mission of Jesus. Listen to the prayers we offer today and grant them according to your will. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Now and through He
touched by oil and now appointed servant church with Christ our guide. Die with him to rise in glory. Death and grave have lost their sting. Joined with all the saints and angels round God's throne forever sing. And Omega, you the Lord of Lord our King, all creation bows before you, heaven and earth.
Pray, my brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father. We pray. We place these offerings on your altar, O Lord, to celebrate with fitting honor the nativity of him who both foretold the coming of the world Savior and pointed him out when he came, who lives and reigns forever and ever. And the Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts and let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere, to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God, through Christ our Lord. In his precursor, St. John the Baptist, we praise your great glory, for you consecrated him for a singular honor among those born of women. His birth brought a great rejoicing. Even in the womb, he leaped for joy at the coming of human salvation. He alone of all the prophets pointed out the Lamb of Redemption, and to make holy the flowing waters, he baptized the very author of baptism and was privileged to bear him supreme witness by the shedding of his blood. And so, with the power of heaven, we worship you constantly on earth, and before your majesty without end, we acclaim. You are indeed holy, O Lord, the font of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them, like the dewfall, so they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and interwoven into his passion, he took bread, and giving thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it. For this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it. For this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. And do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith.
When we eat this bread and drink this cup, we proclaim your death, O Lord, until
therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you felt us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that, partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. And remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world. Bring her to the fullness of charity, together with Francis, our Pope, Michael, our Bishop, and all the clergy. Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the blessed apostles, and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, we may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life, and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him, and with him, and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. Let us join our voices. Let us pray the prayer that Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin, safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope in the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus Christ, you said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you. Look not in our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever." And the peace of the Lord be with all of you. Behold, the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. And blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I'm not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed.
Hello, I'm Father Han Pham, Rector of Corpus Christi Cathedral. On behalf of Bishop Mulvey and all of us here at the Cathedral, I would like to thank you for joining us this morning for this live broadcast of the Sunday Liturgy. May you and all who are dear to you always be blessed in the gift of God's love, peace, and joy, and know that all of you remain in our prayers. And may Almighty God bless you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
The weekly broadcast of the Cathedral Sunday Mass is made possible in part by the generosity of Christus Spahn Health System, providing more than $6,000 of charity care every hour of every day to the residents of South Texas. More specific information is available on the web at christusspahn.org. Our thanks to Christus Spahn Health System and the Sisters of Charity of the Incarnate Word for their support of this broadcast and their many other ministries and services to the people of South Texas. If you've been blessed by this broadcast and would like to support the Cathedral TV Mass Ministry, consider sending a tax-deductible contribution to the address on your screen. The Cathedral Sunday Mass is a ministry of the Corpus Christi Cathedral and CCN, the Catholic Communications Network.